we want to invite you to the Intentional Motherhood Retreat 2025. For the past 2 years, hundreds of mothers from around the country have gathered with us for a weekend of worship, teaching, and connection, and really to seek God together. And we can't wait to do it all again at this year's Motherhood Retreat, this time in Portland, Oregon, October 23rd through 25th. We know that motherhood is both beautiful and it's hard. It's both life-giving and exhausting, and it's full of both joy and sacrifice. It stretches us and forms us more than anything else. This retreat really is a spiritual formation retreat for us mothers. We aren't going to give you a bunch of tips and tricks for how to be a better mom, but we are going to press into how motherhood gently leads us to spiritual formation, how relationships are essential for the journey, and how our connection with God spills over to our connection with our families. This retreat is for women who desire to be mothers someday, all the way to grandmothers and anyone in between. Mothers of babies and toddlers, young children, teenagers, and even adult children. This intergenerational gathering is a chance for all ages and stages of mothers to learn from one another, to encourage each other, and to simply be together. Because motherhood isn't meant to be done alone. The late Dallas Willard said spiritual formation can't be a private thing. It is a matter of whole life transformation. You need to seek out others in your community who are pursuing the renovation of the heart. And that is exactly what we are going to do together. So come join us October 23rd through 25th for the Intentional Motherhood Retreat in Portland, Oregon. We can't wait to see you.
You're listening to the Intentional Parents Podcast, brought to you by Intentional. Intentional is all about spiritual formation in the family. We desire to bring biblical hope and practical help. Enjoy this week's conversation.
Welcome back to the Intentional Parents Podcast. We are doing something a little bit different today. By now, if you listened to the beginning of this, you heard the announcement for the 2025 Motherhood Retreat. We could not be more excited. Yeah. I feel like I'm already losing a little bit of sleep in a good way, thinking about it, planning, praying. And so Mom and I are here today, and we just wanted to take a minute and just do, we're going to try to keep this really short.
Okay.
Brooke said, yeah, right, good luck. But we really are going to try. And just take a minute and talk a little bit about what is the Motherhood Retreat, and really, why should you come? What could you expect if you haven't been before? We just want to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
So this kind of idea for doing this started years ago.
Yep.
I don't even remember the first conversation we had about it.
But I think it was on a walk.
Yeah, probably.
And it was one of those what if conversations.
Like, yeah.
What if basically we gathered mothers together who think like we do, who have the same kind of values and goals and heart for their families, and what would that be like?
Yeah.
And we imagined a very, both of us are introverts, mm-hmm. so big crowds are not our favorites, right? Mm-hmm. we imagined a very small, intimate gathering of like-minded women, and that felt very comfortable to us.
Yeah.
Very exciting. We actually even had a location. The church that we go to here in Bend, Oregon, is mm-hmm. in an old white steepled church that the people who kind of are in charge of design at the church do a beautiful job of twinkle lights at Christmas. And just, it can be
very, very charming,
beautiful wood floors. So that, that's perfect setting for it, but, you know, doesn't seat very many people at a time.
Yeah. God had plans we couldn't mm-hmm. have seen coming.
Foreseen.
And, you know, we did the first one. This will be our third. Mm-hmm. We did the first one 2-3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be 3 years in October.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I remember being in the back. We kind of had like this green room so to speak, of just where the band was eating dinner and all that. And we would pray back there before every session, and just these beautiful prayers being offered up by all the people involved. And then I just remember I'd walk out into the room where everybody was right as worship was starting. And it was just one of the few times in my life where it felt like you felt the Holy Spirit's presence in the room. And it was like an embodied experience where you walked into this just almost wall of the Holy Spirit. And we've, I think, maybe said on the podcast before, like, it's so funny that you and I are doing the work that we're doing because we don't like to be in front of people. No. We don't like to speak. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I just remember after the weekend, I was like, I could do that all day long because of all of the mothers and all of you who came.
Oh, gosh,
and you were so hungry and so ready to just go wherever the Spirit was leading and to respond. Yeah. And it just really helped us see. We knew there was, or we thought there was a need.
Yeah.
And to see.
We felt a need.
Yes.
We felt ourselves a need.
Yeah. And to see that God had not only confirmed it, but just there was so much more that he wanted to do. And I mean that from the depths of my heart. Like, it's so easy to just put Christian language on.
I know.
It was great. There were a lot of people there. But no, it was like God was on the move. Yeah. And it felt like revival.
Yeah. It did feel like revival. Yes.
Yeah.
And last year did too.
Yes.
And it maybe sparked revival even in our hearts. And one of the things I loved about it is the teaching, which can be intimidating to me, always been pretty shy and like to sit in the back row, not the front row, to teach. But it didn't feel like teaching.
No.
It felt like we're in this together, and it was us opening our hearts to the other women about where God has been leading us. And then the absolute beautiful surprise for me was how many women then talked to me and to you, even for hours afterwards and in between, about God was doing the exact same thing in their hearts. And I get the shivers even right now. I just feel like the shivers of, this is the Holy Spirit. This is what he does.
He
takes these people from all over the country and from a few other countries.
Yeah.
Last year, it was like Ireland. I can't remember where else.
Australia.
Australia. That's right. And he's doing something. I believe he's doing something amongst this generation of mothers.
Yeah,
and it's powerful. And it's almost even frightening because it makes you aware something's coming for our children. And for, in my case, my grandchildren. Yeah. Something's coming. And it's part of his plan, and I think it's powerful.
Yeah.
And I think those of us who gathered became more aware of it, whereas maybe we felt like we were alone.
Yeah.
All of a sudden we realized, oh, God is doing this all over the world. And it's, we don't really know what this is.
Well, and I think there's something really powerful about gathering together and being in the room together.
Yeah.
Because I agree with everything you just said. God is up to something in really, I think, raising up moms in a whole new way. And the enemy is so aware of that and is doing everything he can to isolate us and to get us alone, to make us feel like we're alone, to make us feel like we're the only bad mom, we're the only one struggling with that. And there's something about, almost feels like an act of resistance to say, no, I'm going to gather with, yes, like-minded moms, but we're all very different, different backgrounds, different stages of our journey. There was all different ages there. And to say, we're going to gather together and we're going to seek God together and we're going to silence the voice of the enemy together. And Brooke and I were talking to Brooke's therapist. Occasionally we'll meet with him together, usually when we're stuck in a marriage thing, which was one of these times, and I can't even remember how he brought it up. He has never mentioned, you know, we're not talking about like the work that we do. Brooke had never once mentioned the motherhood retreat. And he said, you know, I know about the retreat that you do for mothers. And we said, oh, you do? How do you know about that? And he said, well, because so many of the women who go are also see me. And they've all talked to me about what that experience was like. And he went on to say, he said, you are, Brooke had said, like, yeah, I don't really know what God is doing, but he's doing something.
We've all been
something.
Saying that.
Yeah. And he highlighted, he said, well, I can't tell you exactly what God is doing, but it's the same boat phenomenon. And we were like, what does that mean? And he said,
what was it again? The same boat phenomenon. Okay.
He said, you are bringing people together and you're making them see that we are all in the same boat.
Okay.
I mean, to your point of what you said, that it wasn't us teaching to them. Yeah. It is all of us saying, we struggle with this too.
Yeah.
We're battling this too as women and as moms, and we're believing these lies too. And we're getting sucked into our own sinful nature too. And there's something so freeing about hearing somebody say it out loud and being able to feel safe enough to say, me too.
Yeah.
And to link arms and say, we are not actually as alone as we feel.
Yeah.
And so I think that's kind of the language Brooke and I have been using of like, same boat. We're all in the same boat.
Yes.
And so we got to talk about the fact that we're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
And so I know that's like 30,000 foot view. If you've come to it before, I think you can resonate with what we're explaining. If you haven't, let's talk a little bit more about what it is, what it isn't. What do we talk about? What do we not? Maybe let's start with what we're not going to talk about.
Yes.
We're not going to give you, you know, 5 tools to have a more compliant child by Friday. it's really not, and hopefully this doesn't deter people, it's a lot less about your kids.
Yes.
And it's a lot more about allowing God to change and heal and transform you.
Exactly.
Because in so doing, it massively impacts your kids.
Yeah. I would say it's a gathering of wisdom, not necessarily a gathering of hacks of how you can do a better job. Although I have absolutely no doubt that some of the relationships that have come out of that have led to mom-to-mom talking about how they are transferring some of this into their day-to-day with their kids.
Yes.
But that is not the intention of what we're bringing to the conference. This is really more of a spiritual formation in moms conference. Like, how is Christ being formed in you? What hardships, what feelings of loneliness perhaps, or isolation, or we've talked about so many different things, identity things, suffering we've talked about.
Obscurity.
What are these hurt last year? I opened up parts of my life I haven't really opened up ever to more than just really my intimate family about hurts from my childhood that God is actually using in my life to bring beauty into my life and the hope that that brings me. So we've talked about this full gamut of what transforms, what can we yield to that is a reality in our life that God wants to use to transform from something really dark and hard and ugly and painful into something to create into us a unique beauty. And that's really what being formed and being transformed by Jesus himself really is all about.
Yeah. That's so good. And so we kind of have a mix of us teaching.
Yeah.
And at the end, I think one thing that's really grown to be a really high value and importance for you and I, and probably one of my favorite parts, is we build into every session, every teaching, a chance to really respond to what you heard, a response or a practice.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to hear something. That's great, and it's helpful.
Yeah.
But until it becomes something we actually embody, that's when it becomes transformative.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of reps.
Yeah.
Think of like I go to bar classes, and it's like high reps, like these micro movements that you do over and over and over and over again. And I think that's so similar with
spiritual formation is it's takes a long time, but we build into each kind of session and teaching a time to practice what you just learned and as much as we can sketch it out in a way that it's something you can take home and continue to practice at home. So that year over year, month over month, it becomes something that's a part of us.
Ingrained.
And then one of the other things I've loved, we didn't do this the first year. We've learned quite a bit. And last year we had quite a volunteer crew.
Yeah.
And you'll see that when you go to register, there's a certain amount of like discounted volunteer tickets because we can't do this alone. We have a really small team. We need an army of you. But to see the community that was being created and really the joy. I mean, those women were so joyful.
They were.
Which I think kind of surprised me because I'm like, if I'm going to go to a conference, I don't want to serve. I want to just
focus.
Sit and be. But to see how excited those women were and how just they were just such partners with us.
And so invested.
Yes.
This became not something the intentional team is doing, but this is something we're doing. And so clear God is doing something amongst us that it felt very close. I felt very close to the volunteers.
Yeah. Another thing we're figuring out logistically how to pull it off, but we really want to do this year is kind of continuing that like same boat phenomenon. Be able to create a space where you can connect with other people who are maybe in your actual same boat. So whether you're, you know, a divorced family, blended family, single parent, or if you are raising kids with just extra challenges, neurodiversity, special needs, or if you yourself or your spouse is experiencing chronic illness.
Or you have a prodigal and your heart is breaking.
Or a working mom. That's a different
juggling
experience
it all.
Than a stay-at-home mom. So we're going to do our best to figure out the logistics to how to create spaces for you all to connect with each other.
Yeah.
And to really get to meet people who are walking life in a similar way.
Yeah.
Because that's so important. Because we really can't do it alone. Yeah. You know, you heard in the announcement, but I'm going to read it again because it's a quote I've just been living in from Dallas Willard. Yeah. He said, spiritual formation can't be a private thing. It is a matter of whole life transformation.
Yeah.
I love that. And then he says, you need to seek out others in your community who are pursuing the renovation of the heart. Oh. And that, I mean, that just sums it up.
Exactly.
Right there, that it's not a private thing. It's not a part of your life. Your spiritual life is over here and the rest of your life is over here. It's a whole life transformation. Yes. And that pursuing a community that is after the renovation of the heart. And that is what our hope and our prayer is, that we can create a space like that. Yeah. Mom, you were sharing a scripture.
Yes, but also, you know, we have this conviction, Elizabeth and I, that really the best gift we can give our children is not our perfect self, our get it all together, completely mature, know everything that's to be known, especially when it comes to a walk with God. But really the best gift we can give to our children is our being transformed self, the fact, the renovation of the heart, this being renovated by Christ kind of heart, because we believe that if our children see Jesus make a difference in our lives, a true difference, measurable difference. Mom used to be this way. 10 years later, she's like this, and it's amazing. That is such a compelling reason for them to grow up and follow after Jesus, because they want that too. We all want that if we're honest with ourselves. But I love this scripture in the New Living Bible in Colossians 2, starting in verse 2. And this is Paul talking to the people he loves, and I'm saying this now to the women who may be interested in coming to the retreat. My goal, our goal, is that they will be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. We want them to have full confidence because they have a complete understanding of God's secret plan, which is Christ himself. In him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That, to me, sums up really what we hope the experience of the motherhood retreat is, and that we're praying even now that that's the experience of the moms. Couple things to know.
Yeah.
This is for moms of all ages.
Yes.
And this is for women who want to be moms. This would be a wonderful conference to go to, even if you're struggling with infertility. We have many moms there who would tell their stories of infertility or just wishing to be moms or knowing that at some point that that's the hope of their hearts. Mm-hmm. And we have moms, you know, I'm not a young mom anymore. Mm-hmm. We have lots of wrinkles in the room,
yes.
too.
And we more want that. And
more. We want more of them.
Please come.
Yes, yeah. We want more of older women, older moms who've raised their families to come. Mm-hmm. And because you never really stop being a mom, and then you get to be a grandma,
yeah.
like I am now. And this is stuff I need to be able to interact with my teenage grandchildren and my little granddaughters as well. Some of this is just all of us being in the room together is yeah. really healthy.
Can I add to that too? I think it's important to say, if you are a mom who carries an extra load, yeah. and that can look like so many things. It can look like a really difficult marriage or a divorce or an illness you never planned for or kids with unique and extra challenges. I know that it can feel hard to be in a room with women. And mm-hmm. I think there's unfortunately very often that when we women get together, we bring our masks with us. Mm-hmm. And if you're feeling burdened and with an extra load, that can be a really difficult room to be in yeah. because you can feel extra unseen and isolated. And you can feel like everything that's shared sounds nice, but doesn't maybe fit your story. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that there will absolutely be space for you in the room. Mm-hmm. And you can bring all of that heaviness, and it mm-hmm. will get talked about, and that load will get shared mm-hmm. by the women in the room. Mom and I's strength is most definitely not keeping things light.
No.
Light no. and fluffy, shot in the arm encouragement teachings are not our strong suit.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that because I know that there were a lot of years and probably even now where I wouldn't have wanted to go to something like that.
Yeah.
And so I think that's always on my heart, always on my mind. And so there's space for you no matter where you are yeah. in your story, the hard parts, the good parts, all of it.
Yeah.
And we'll hopefully talk about all yeah. of it as much as we can.
Yeah.
So, anything else?
Do we miss just anything? Think, on top of all that, it's just so much
it's
fun.
So fun.
And the fun is, well, of course, Brooke is there emceeing, and he makes everything fun.
Yes.
But I think the fun came in the room with the women.
Oh, it did.
I just think the women
and
made
the food.
It fun.
They,
the food. The,
they
tell
eat
them about
a lot.
The candy table.
Well, we can't give too much away.
Okay.
But
okay.
just this is not a weekend to be off sugar. That's
yes.
all I'm going to
no,
say.
No, no, no.
We no. will have other things, but, yes. you know.
And come with friends.
Yeah.
I could see. Now, there were some incredible women who came alone, mm-hmm. flew across the country,
yeah.
Rented an Airbnb or a hotel room all by themselves,
yeah.
rented cars. I don't think I would have ever had the courage to do that. I am amazed by them.
Yeah.
But the groups that came together had a blast. Remember
yeah.
last year, the front row saved every time.
Yeah.
To some people's frustration was a group of women from Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yes.
I think so. Wisconsin or Montana. I can't remember.
Maybe
somewhere.
One was 1 year. And just, you could just see them having the time
yes.
of their lives. They probably got no sleep that weekend. And just came back to their culture, their town, their area, and their lives.
Yeah.
So bolstered up partly just by being together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a girls' weekend extraordinaire.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. That's important to note. It is really fun.
It is really
not
fun.
Not all heavy topics. It is a whole lot of fun,
yeah.
a whole lot of laughter.
Yeah. And
so,
there's free time.
Yeah.
There's definitely free time. So to either, if you're a heavy duty thinker, to process with alone and with others, or
yeah.
if you just need the relief of going out and having some
yeah.
fun, a couple fun meals.
Yeah. yeah. And this year it's in Portland, not
yes.
Bend.
Yes.
And If there's one time to visit Portland, aside from the summer, it's the fall because yes. it's breathtakingly beautiful.
Yes.
Don't go the other 9 months where it just rains. But fall is typically really beautiful, although we can't guarantee there will
no,
be
No, you
rain.
Can't guarantee. Still bring your raincoat.
But Portland's a great spot. Lots of good food, lots of good coffee,
yeah.
lots of places to stay.
Good so, bookstores.
Details. if you're a detail person like me, all of that should be on the website. You can click on the link in the show notes. It'll take you right there. You can register there. Information about volunteer tickets will be there. If there's any questions you have that are not on the website, questions you would like answered before you decide to come or just anything you need to know, you can email us. I believe it's hello@intentionalparents.org. That just changed. So hopefully that's right. Or message us through Instagram and we'll be happy to answer any of your questions. But we just hope to see you there.
Yeah.
We're so looking forward to it. October 23rd through 25th. Did I get that right?
I hope so.
Yeah, both of us are really bad with dates and numbers. But if I'm wrong, the website will be right. And we just hope that you can join us.